إن الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وخليله والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد صدق الله العظيم وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يشكر الناس ولم يشكر الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single thing exists. Peace and salvation be upon our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family members, companions, on every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and is following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remind each and every one of us in every khutbah that is the wasiyah of taqwa, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear that will increase the love towards Allah, the fear that will keep us away from disobedience of Allah, the fear that will encourage us to do good deeds and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Almighty Allah grant me and you the taqwa which is desired. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we have many challenges in this world and we have been afflicted by many diseases in this world. Some disease, some elements, it affects our physical body and we are really concerned about it. How to really take care of our physical body, that is health. But unfortunately, that we live in an era, health is not a real issue. Health is not a real issue because health is that how we live. It is a lifestyle of ours. But that we see around, there is an industry of medicine which really troubles all of us. Likewise, my dear spiritual brothers, sometimes we find difficult to understand what is the cause behind my uneasiness. What is the cause that I am unable to sleep peacefully? What is the cause that I am going through so much of trouble, but I am unable to express that? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the reasons he was sent here as da'i, to invite people towards Almighty Allah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mu'allim, as a teacher, as a ustad, to teach us how to live in this life. Likewise, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent in order to purify me and you, purify the entire humanity. That is the purification of the soul and the heart. Purification of the soul and the heart. And my respected brothers, one of the very important facts, all of us, when you go about in a corporate workshop, they always speak about vision. You need to have a vision. You need to have a dream. You need to have a strategic movement. Strategic plan. You need to really work hard to achieve your, goals and dreams. Alhamdulillah. It's very good. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had some goals. He set some goals and vision for the ummah. But my respected brothers and elders in Islam, it is unfortunate that we have so much of desire in our heart that we are not happy about what we have. We are ungrateful. The greatest wisdom in this world, if you want to live happy, if you want to live a content life, you need to have a grateful heart. Be grateful. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Surah Luqman,
Luqman alayhi salam, whether he was a prophet or whether he was an obedient servant, scholars have different opinions. But the majority opinion is he's not a prophet. He's like a me, he's a person like me and you. Very obedient servant. But Allah gave him great wisdom. Almighty Allah mentioned in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. You know, I gave Luqman alayhi salam. It is we gave Luqman alayhi salam the hikmah, the wisdom. You know what is the wisdom of Luqman alayhi salam that we gave? It is in every corner of his life, in any condition of his life, Almighty Allah gave the wisdom to be grateful. اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. All conditions. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we have 100 reasons where we can be happy about it. We have one reason where we are sad about it. But we forget the entire 99 or the 100 and we just hold on to that one thing and we are unhappy and uneasy. And we look at around the world, why are we not happy? Everybody is complaining. You get into a taxi driver, he's complaining. You get to a person who is driving a car, he is complaining. You go to any part of the world, they keep complaining, it's difficult. It is really hard. 2018 has become very difficult. My respected brothers, yes, challenging world. We are facing a challenging world. Every single day is a new challenge. Likewise, every single day is a new opportunity. Being grateful to Almighty Allah, you cannot be grateful to Almighty Allah if you are ungrateful for the surrounding. If you are unable to wake up in the morning and appreciate the dawn, appreciate the time of Fajr, appreciate the morning moment, that happiness, Allahu Akbar, you are unable to be grateful for Almighty Allah. If you are unable to be grateful to your parents, thinking, you know, all of us complain. According to us, we can classify someone to be a worst parent. But the favor the worst parent has done for us, you will never be able to pay back in this world. Remember that. Not the best ideal parent I'm talking about. According to our classification, if that person is the worst person, the parent, your mother or father, what she or he has done for you in this life, the moment of your birth, before even you were born, and even when you couldn't understand what is this world all about. But still, you will never be able to pay back in this life. Be grateful for the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not happy. One of the main reasons we are not happy is because we are not grateful. Husbands, you walk home, you're looking at our wives, you're not grateful, you're not happy. You always find a fault. Parents, children, right now, employers, employees, with all conditions of life. My respected brothers, you will never ever find a perfect life in this world. Every era has been an era of challenges. Sometimes you may think, okay, we have very good leaders coming. Alhamdulillah, we're going to be happy. Muslims, we were there. 2015, before 2015, we were thought, okay, if all of us work hard and change this government, inshallah, we're going to be happy. If we do that, we're going to be happy. We're going to change this person, we're going to be happy. Never. Happiness never comes by you think that this change has to take place. No. Happiness comes by changing yourself. We're trying to learn to appreciate what Allah has given me and you. Try to learn to appreciate Allah. There's a beautiful, you know, video. The man is going in a cycle. He's looking at a man who is going in a bike, motorbike, saying, oh, if I have a bike, it will be great. The man who goes in a bike, he looks at a three-wheel or a car and says, okay, it will be very nice if I have a car. It goes on, cycle goes on and on. And then it comes around, another man doesn't have a feet to walk. He looks at it, if I have feet, I can walk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The never in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us individually different challenges. If we want to face those, we need to be grateful for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate. Don't complain. Yes, We may have something that is very, you know, troubling us, disturbing us. Don't complain. We say, Alhamdulillah. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the words that He loves. In Surah Al-Fatiha, first we say what? Alhamdulillah. What does it mean, Alhamdulillah? We say, we look at the brother and we say, Jazakumullah. May Allah reward you khayran, something better. Being grateful to Almighty Allah in all the condition, moments of life, we should be Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Are we living a life of Alhamdulillah? Are we appreciating that? Are we appreciating that? What He has given us? Allah, but we have only one meal, we say Alhamdulillah, I am able to eat that. At the time of Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, in the incident mentioned about a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling with his Sahaba and all. Looking at a person, he had leprosy, had no ni'mah you can see out quickly. No bounty. He couldn't do anything. You know, couldn't walk. He had so much of wound in his body. Everything. Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking about it. Even that person has to be grateful for Almighty Allah, because without any difficulty, he is able to pass during Allah. We need to think about it. We need to visit places where people are really unfortunate about it. And the condition that they are living, Allah. And then we start realizing the ni'mah that Allah has given me and you. Make a point every week, try to visit the hospital. You know, not just because, you know, internally to understand the ni'mah of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is rewarding as well. 70,000 angels going to pray for you, Allahu Akbar, if you visit the sick person. 70,000 angels. Then you will be thankful for Almighty Allah for the condition that you are in. And this we have to teach. Unfortunately, why I'm addressing this? We have a whole generation of youngsters who are growing up very ungrateful youngsters. What we have done, we have spoiled it. We have worked hard and we have given them everything in ease. So they want things to happen just. They don't realize the value. They don't realize the pain. They don't realize how difficult it is to earn 1 rupee. They don't realize the value of the time. They don't realize that an old man is grown, you know, he's become elder, he's become weak. It means he has worked hard. He's weak. He's unable to respect the old man. You know why? Because he don't realize. He said, this man is just old, man. He's no more you. Allah forbid. Allah forbid. When he goes through those difficulties in his life, as a young man, getting married, taking care of the children, he realized, oh, looking at the grandfather, and he said, oh, it's really difficult task. He has passed all that examination. So I need to be grateful for him. I need to be respectful for him. In the society, it is something that they are traveling in a highway. They think life is like an app. You know? Life is like an app. Students, they, you know, post something, they get so much of like, so much of people sharing it, commenting it, they get the response. Life is not like that. It is dirty. Life, relationship, and your achievements in this world. If you want to do something, you need to be patient. And you are unable, you will not be able to be patient if you are ungrateful. You need to be grateful and realizing, oh, yesterday I was having this. Okay, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be patient. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, if not, what happened? It's like we're just going to fool ourselves until the death approaches us. We're not going to be pleased before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart is not going to be content. Heart, Almighty Allah wants from me and you, a heart which is content. In any condition in life, let us all learn to be content. Let us learn to be appreciate people around. Realize the value of it. Take this, you know, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you are unable to be grateful for people, you are not going to be grateful to Almighty Allah. And in the Quran, you know what is the opposite, right? Direct opposite word of a shukr is kufr, you know that. You're being grateful person, another person is kufur. If you're ungrateful, you're a kafir. I mean, linguistically. You know why Allah named those who disbelieve kafir? Because they are unable to realize the ni'mah of Allah. They are ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Every single day, they breathe, they use all the ni'mah of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they fail to realize the bounty of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person is shakir, opposite is kafir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you be grateful, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرْ لِنَفْسِهِ. You are being grateful for yourself. You know why you are being grateful for yourself? First, the benefit of being a grateful person, you're going to benefit. You're going to have the peace of mind. You're going to live happy. So you're not being grateful for others. Actually, it's for your benefit. If you're grateful for your parents, it benefits you. You know, for your neighbor, it benefits you. Employer, employee, it benefits you. Allahu Akbar. What? You are very pleased. You're pleased with the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. So this is what the sign of abd. A slave of Allah, a slave. When the master gives him, he has no option. He's just content. Whatever he gets, he eats. He doesn't get food, he can't complain. He don't have right. When he's a slave, he doesn't have a right. Almighty Allah calls us, we are the slave of Allah. What He has given us, that is what due right of us. That what belongs to us. What He has not given us, it doesn't belong to us. You may think that is my right, but Allah knows whom to give what. When to give that. Allah Akbar. So we need to understand this. We need to realize and think and ponder how much of ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. If you can list down our entire life of Allah wa Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, sunnah, dua sunnah. All the masnunah, all the dua, the supplication in the morning and evening, it is being grateful to Almighty Allah and asking for good and taking refuge from the harm and evil in this world. That's it. Our children, we memorize that, we fail to realize what we say. In the morning we get up, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Alhamdulillah alladhi aafani fi jasadi wa radda alayya ruhi wa adhina li bi dhikri. We are being grateful. Oh Allah, you have given me the health. I happened to visit an old age home in God. You know, it made me realize that humanity in this world is step by step is taken away. There's more than hundreds of mothers, elderly, helpless mothers were there. About 40 odd, you know, fathers, very old. They cannot help themselves. Every day, good food is given to them. There's no one. If people come and ask, can I give a meal? Can I give a meal? You know what is happening? Nowadays, what has happened? It's very unfortunate. We take a cat, kitten, or a dog, or animal from the wild. And we're very happy. We lock that animal in the cage and we start feeding. And then we call ourselves, I'm very kind, you know. You see, I love my kitten. This is my pet. I love my pet. I'm taking care of it. I'm feeding it. Allahu Akbar. All those elderly parents, but the leftover, Alhamdulillah, I didn't find a single Muslim parent who is there. Alhamdulillah, may Allah forbid, may Allah protect us. You know, that's going to be the curse. La'na of Allah will come to us. But even at that junction, that made me realize to talk about it. There was an elderly lady, I went and asked her, are you okay? You know what she told me? She's not a Muslim. I cannot ask Almighty anything more than this. He has given me what I deserve. Allahu Akbar. She's not in the condition. You say, look at her. She has to complain. She said that. You know what? I cannot ask Almighty anything more than this. He has given what I deserve. Allahu Akbar. As a slave of Almighty Allah, me and you,
we need to think and ponder, see how much of ni'mah, how much of blessing that we have been bestowed upon Nabi Allah. And if you have been grateful, Allah will say, لَا أَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَا إِن كَفَرْتُمْ, I will increase the ni'mah. If you find, now for example, I say, you find an imam, mashallah, very good, but maybe one or two mistakes. Everybody get together and say, no, he has just this thing, shortcoming, so you change it. You will keep changing imam, you will never find a good imam. So if you say, alhamdulillah, overall is good, he's leading us good, he's teaching us well, I was just taking imam as an example. So you will never find a perfect person. In every condition, you find a job, you will never find a perfect job. You will never find, if Allah has worked out something for you, you need to realize that this is what Allah has given. Be grateful for that and work hard that Allah will increase in you. My respected brothers, the ingredients to be happy, to be grateful. To be grateful is creation of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be grateful, that is the greatest wisdom, nothing else. You walk out, traffic, you know, I was coming, I got caught in the traffic. Although I can talk, but it is really, when you get caught in the trouble, you start complaining. I'll start complaining. How much have I complained? It was troubling my heart and my mind. I realized the end, I can just go on telling the driver, you know, go. They're not going to move. I should just calm down and say, Allah, I need to be there. Just say, alhamdulillah, and read some salawat, Allahu Akbar, before Adhan I reach. So likewise, when you are in trouble, when you are in pain, just don't complain about the pain. Just say, oh, it's hurting. But alhamdulillah. And just focus yourself and be grateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. That is the last hadith Imam Bukhari brings, being grateful in his kitab. Kalimatan, habibatani ila rahman, sakilatani ala al-mizan. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah. It is very easy for your tongue. And it is very dear to Almighty Allah. And it is going to be very heavy in the mizan. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah, azim. That means being grateful, saying, Wallah, glory be to you. Alhamdulillah, praise be to you. Subhanallah, azim. Glory be to you. And you are pure and you are the greatest. Allah Akbar. If we can live that life, if we can have this conscience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the happiness which is desired. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and the tawfiq to practice what we have spoken. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.